You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Al and Jerry, longtime tag team champions.
Oh, yeah, kicking ass and taking names since, like, 2015? When did we? I don't know. Podcast was 15. This nonsense was, what, 17?
We did the, podcast in January 2015. And this, I don't know. I felt like this started during the pandemic.
Well, the hour started during the pandemic. We did the, remember Craig lobbied for that lovely 15 minutes?
Yes.
But that was probably a year or two prior to that.
Correct.
It was when Mark called us when we were all home in the pandemic and said, we need you to do us a solid.
We need you.
Could you do 5 to 6?
Correct.
Said, sure.
We
yeah.
said, sure. And he said, Jerry, don't worry. We pay you when once we get this all sorted out.
Yeah, sure. How's that working out?
We figured it out. Jerry and I figured it out.
We figure it out. It's not so bad.
We figured it out. Just like those people know how to not pay taxes, Jerry and I figured out how to get paid.
We did.
Pizzade. Somebody going to get pizzade. Jerry, Tuesday night for the Mets game, it's $1 hot dog night.
Mm.
And the Mets took to Twitter to use World War II veteran Seymour Wiener, actual guy,
mm-hmm.
who they honored earlier in the mm-hmm. year, Seymour Wiener.
His first name, Seymour?
Seymour. There was a pornography director named Seymour Butts. This is Seymour Wiener.
I thought Seymour Butts was the name that everybody put in their textbook before they gave it back.
That might
school.
Have been, but maybe that's where the pornography director.
That's how I know the name.
Yeah. Back when you would rent pornography on VHS tape.
What did it cost?
To rent a pornography? Mm-hmm. Probably $2.99. Seymour Butts was a very popular series.
So it wasn't an actor, it was the show.
It was a series of VHS tapes. He was very prolific as well, Jerry. He wasn't like these other directors who put out one movie a year. Seymour Butts was putting out a lot of material.
Once a month.
Yeah, he was very prolific.
Do you remember, I'm sure you don't, did you ever see The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy?
I did not.
One of the dumbest movies you'll ever see that he did, but still funny. And in the beginning, before all hell breaks loose in the movie, he goes to the newsstand to pick up a newspaper, and there's a business guy there. He's in a trench coat and everything. This is an outside, you know, like you'd be on the Fifth Avenue where they've got the little newsstands. And he kind of grabs the newspaper and he looks over, and this well-to-do businessman is reading a magazine called Chunky Asses. That sounds like a Seymour Butts screenplay.
A Seymour Butts film. Well, anyway, the Mets are used of he's a World War II vet, Jerry,
okay.
Seymour Wiener. And the Post says, the social media post the Mets put out, Seymour Wiener wants you to come to Dollar Dog Night. And it also says, a Seymour Wiener approved message, and everyone loves a wiener. Now, you will be limited to 4 wieners, which I don't think is right. If you're selling wieners for a dollar, you should be able to get as many wieners as you want.
Well, I mean, but 1 per customer, 4 per customer,
4 per customer.
A lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. I'm actually surprised it's not limited to 2.
How will they know, though? Let's say I go get 4
wouldn't.
Wieners.
They're only going to, it's like when you buy beer. It's the same thing. You can't go up there as one person and say, I'll take 17.
Oh, I see.
No, you can have 4.
And I can go back up and get 4 more wieners.
Absolutely. Unless they're giving out vouchers. And once your voucher is handed in, then you can get more than 4.
That's interesting, Jerry.
But every person should get a voucher. So like a family of 4, theoretically, should be able to get 16 hot dogs. That's disgusting. Like, honestly, I think 4 is gracious.
I'd love to see a family of 4 go into a Met game and eat 16 hot dogs.
Imagine gas on the way home in the car. Burr. Come on, man.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry.
That's disgusting.
The hot dog burps people would be having.
No.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the last time I had a hot dog. And I used to love them.
And we love hot dogs.
I did.
Yeah, you loved
a
good hot dog.
I have not had a hot dog in years.
Yeah, I still will eat a hot dog.
It's meat.
Grass-fed beef hot dog, Jerry, without any of the terrible nitrates that I enjoy. I forget which company. Applegate, I think, makes them. So I will eat those. But fans now, Jerry, fans want Max Wiener, who is the rally pimp. His real name is Max Wiener.
Well, we got Wieners running wild at Citi Field.
So the fans want Max Wiener, the Mets rally pimp, to go to the game with Seymour Wiener.
That would be cool.
And then each of them get their four Wieners.
And there's legit no relation.
No relation.
Okay.
So that's
cool.
This is what's going on Tuesday night, Jerry. That's against the Cubs.
All right.
In case you're interested in bringing your family, you have a family of four. You're entitled to 16 Wieners if you'd like.
I do. I think I'm going to pass on that. Although I would like to get to a game soon.
Yeah.
I'll probably pass on Dollar Wiener Night.
Dollar Wiener Night?
Yeah, probably so.
I like when they run promotions like that.
It's fun. Right? I like the Bark at the Park Nights. Those are fun.
Yeah, you bring some dogs.
I think it's ridiculous that dogs are there and technically they can poop all over the place and you got to clean it up. But it is a neat visual when you see animals at the stadium. It's fun.
I wonder what they do because poop is easy to clean up. What do they do? Like, dogs will just pee everywhere if there's other dogs.
Yeah.
They got to show dominance.
Right.
I've been out walking my dog where my dog pees, then the dog we see pees there, then my dog pees on top. It's like 19 different pees on top of
it. And then you do it.
And then because I got to show them I'm the boss. I've got the leash. I'm the boss, Jerry.
By the way, you mentioned the Cubs. I'll mention this later. I mentioned yesterday, oh, God, what's his name? I'm blanking out.
Seymour
Bellinger.
Wiener.
Bellinger crashed into the. Remember, I mentioned the brick wall in Wrigley. If you're at that point, you aren't shopping on Amazon and you paid attention. He crashed into the wall. Yes, and he came out of the game. They said precautionary. Yeah, he broke his ribs.
He crashed into the brick wall.
He
in Wrigley
crashed
Field.
Through the ivy, which isn't grown yet.
Yeah.
So when he hit the wall, it looked like he hurt his shoulder. Came out of the game. Well, turns out he broke his ribs.
Oh, so he will not be playing on Wiener.
He will
night.
Not be playing Tuesday night. I can't imagine. I think he's out for at least a couple weeks. He went to the IL.
Well, that explains it. Yesterday, I put on that Chicago radio station.
Yeah.
An hour before I was going on just to catch the vibe.
Sure.
And they were talking to him. Must have been the Cubs manager.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept talking about Cody Bellinger.
Which is Craig Counsell.
Yeah, it sounds like that sounds about right. They kept talking about this Cody Bellinger. That's why.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
By the way, J.D. Martinez, Jerry.
Friday night.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah.
When do you think he'll get hurt?
Saturday.
let me ask you this. Does he get through Friday night?
Yes.
And do you think he's in the lineup 2 days in a row?
No. I think he plays Friday night. We wake up Saturday. He's out of the lineup. Body soreness.
J.D. Martinez will be in the lineup Friday night. And then we'll see a dollar dog night on Tuesday.
I got to tell you, though. While I know we're waiting for J.D. Martinez, you know who's been a pleasant story is this Tyrone Taylor.
Yes, who I always get confused with the backup quarterback, Tyrod Taylor.
Well, one's Tyrod, one's Tyrone, one plays football, one plays baseball.
That's the difference.
So
yeah.
They're on different teams, different leagues.
But other than that.
He has been, you know, I remember it was opening, I think he was in the lineup opening day. If it wasn't opening day, it was the next day, I forget. And Beningo was doing his Saturday show, and he was going nuts that the Mets are starting someone like Tyrod. I got the Jet quarterback is like in center field for the Mets, like this bargain basement team. What are they doing? This kid's been good. He's been consistent, plays a good outfield. He's come up with some big hits. He's actually been fun.
Yeah, and I see Francisco Lindor had a couple home runs yesterday, Jerry.
Four hits, 4 for 5, 2 home runs.
2 home runs.
Yeah, that's why you can't get... That's why anybody goes crazy in the first couple of weeks of April. It's silly. I mean, everybody wants to get out to a good start. You know what? At the end of the day, I don't think you can make a judgment on a guy's season until you get to June.
And the Mets ended up 3-3 on this road trip.
Yeah, not terrible. You would have signed up for that.
Absolutely.
You know,
but it started off so well.
It did, yes.
Then and it dipped.
And you go into a team in San Francisco that's not great. They're, you know, hovering a couple of games under 500. You would have liked to have taken 2 of 3, 4 and 2 would have been better. At the end of the day, as you said, a lot of times the Mets go to the West Coast for their season to die.
Yes.
They win 3 and 3. They come back a couple of games over 500. Now go win some games against a very average Cardinals team.
Yeah, so they got the Cardinals and I guess the Cubs, knowing that it's dollar wiener night on Tuesday.
This would be nice if you're a Met fan. Go play well at Citi Field this week and now start to lay claim to what your season is. That would be cool.
Lay the wood, Jerry.
Lay the wood, yes.
And I don't know. Cardinals.
I think the crowds will be good this weekend because, A, the weather looks like it's going to be pretty good. B, the Cardinals are a draw. The question will be, will there be any more than close friends and relatives on Tuesday against the Cubs?
Well, be dollar. That's why they're dollar wieners.
But I'm going to eat some wieners.
That series, while the Cubs are usually a draw, I don't know.
There's no buzz.
Not really. No.
You ever been to a game in St. Louis?
No, it's on the list.
Yeah, that seems like a cool place.
That is a place. And Wrigley I want to go to, too.
Yeah. You go see the arch.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you do?
Well, I think near the ballpark, they have like a whole little downtown ballpark.
That's like what Atlanta has.
Yeah.
Atlanta's very cool right near the stadium.
Yeah, I wonder if I'll ever get to Chicago.
Why not? It's Chicago.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It's not Thailand. Like, I mean, God, it's not that big a deal.
You're saying there's flights from Newark to Chicago, Jerry?
They run on the hour, every hour, and sometimes in between, yes.
All right.
And as you're going to retire soon, I would think... I actually do believe when you get away from here, you will be more into sports than you are now. And I don't mean you're going to be watching Knick games. I'm not saying that. But I could see a young Al Dukes meeting the older Al Dukes and getting into his Mets again if they're good and making a trip here and there.
Going to the old ballparks that still stand. There's not many of them, Jerry.
No, there's not. How about this trip? You do a outdoor music show festival in Chicago one night, and you see a Cub game the next day.
I could be interested in
that,
Jerry.
I could see you doing that. Like, you went to Indiana to see John Cougar Mellencamp.
That's true.
Chicago is an easy flight.
Or, if you're retired, you could drive.
I'm not driving.
He's not Evan Roberts. He's not
driving. Yeah, I don't have that in me.
I'm with you. I would like to see different areas, and I do... one time before I die, I would like to drive cross-country and then fly home. Yeah, I don't want to drive there and back. I'd like to rent a car. Yes, and I would see different cities along the way, take a couple of weeks and make the ride, and then end up in California and then fly back. Not yet, but I would like to do that. That's not for you.
That's on my list, too.
Yeah,
as is the Trans-Canadian Highway, which is 5,000 miles.
Not interested in that. Would you want to do the ride to and from, though?
Yes.
You know, see, I have a friend of mine that did that, really enjoyed it.
See, I might be interested in driving cross country in a rental. I don't want to beat up my own
car. Oh, no, in a rental, absolutely.
Rental luxury car, Jerry, where I'm just like cruising in a Cadillac or something.
How about an RV?
I was going to say a small RV. I don't want one of those
big
things.
I'm with you.
More like a van size that doesn't feel like you're driving like a pickup truck, like a Mack truck. A small RV would be fun.
Yeah, like a Transit that's decked out for the RV.
You could rent the Monzo Transit van.
Just think of my Instagram stories I could get from that, Jerry.
A lot. Here I am at the Grand Canyon. Okay, done here.
Yeah, I'd have to like pick places across the way.
It's very strategic, and you lay out your trip.
But when you go cross country like that, you do miss a lot of the country. Like, you're not going to end up in Texas somehow unless you make a big left.
It depends.
You could drive there and back. You could also drive south and west. I mean, there's different ways, different routes you could take. Mm. I mean, you're right. You're not going to go hit 50 states. I mean, it doesn't work that way. Plus, how are you going to take the car, you know, into Alaska?
That's a good point.
Put it on a boat.
But then what if I have, like, a transmission issue? Then what do I do?
Well, you call AAA or the company you rented the car from. Help me.
They'll be like, sir, you rented this car in New Jersey. What are you doing in Arizona with our vehicle?
Well, when you rent it, you tell them where you're returning it. So you can rent a car in let's say, Enterprise at Newark Airport. Where you're returning it? L.A. Okay. It's just going to be a destination fee.
But here's the problem with when you rent a car, you get some weird license plate on it, and then you look like a victim. Like, let's say I'm in, like, I don't know, Ohio, and there's, like, a gang there, and they see, like, I've got plates that say New Mexico on it. They'll be like, "What's this guy's a tourist? We're going to rob him."
So you think the gangs are really putting much thought into looking at license plates
Correct.
To see who they're going to attack?
I do.
I'm not so sure about that. Plus, by the way, if you took your own car, wrong license plate.
Yeah, I'd have to like get a license plate for every state just to
you
feel
complicate everything.
This is the problem.
God, your mind. You need to shut your mind off just once.
Yeah.
It's a cool idea. You should do it one
that
time.
That is a cool idea.
It's probably the only way, too, I will fill up. Kim got me this giant frame with a Major League Baseball map with the country. And so every time we go to a park, we take a picture. You put the picture in the map. I got a lot of places to get to. The only way I'm going to get to the mall is by driving and hitting a bunch at a time, I would think.
Yeah. Right. So. And you got to time that out with their home schedules.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not easy, Jerry.
And the easy ones we've done, the ones that she's interested in, Miami, L.A., San Diego. I said, we see a Royals game? She looked at me like I had nine heads. All right, you're out for that. Got it.
And for the record, Jerry, you can drive to Alaska. Through Canada, but you can get there.
Yeah, but you can't go cross-country and then drive straight through Alaska. Like, you can't go to California and just keep driving to Alaska.
Well, you go up the five
that's
up
Canada.
To Washington.
But I'm saying you...
Correct. No, you'd have to go into Canada.
Right. There you go.
You think you'll ever get to some of the more difficult ballparks to get to, like Citi Field and
Been there several times.
Okay, so you've been there.
Step aside for just a moment. Boomer and Geo in 20 right here on The Fan.